President Obama may have failed to bring Democrats and Republicans together on health care, but his bipartisan approach to Haiti has been more successful. Mr. Obama asked former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton to lead the U.S. fundraising effort to help Haiti recover from the January earthquake. That effort has raised some $37 million so far. Today, Presidents Bush and Clinton toured the devastated capital of Port-au-Prince. Mr. Bush said the visit was meant to remind the American people that there is still suffering and work to be done in Haiti. Photographer Bear Guerra can attest to that. He just returned from Haiti himself.
I was amazed to find so many people just going about their lives and back in the streets. And that really struck me that the first day, first couple days I was there. But then I quickly realized that underneath that, almost everyone that I talked to on the streets either lost family members, lost their home. They're now living in one of the quote-unquote refugee camps. Most people were complaining of not having enough food, not having enough water, those kind of things.
We've posted Bear Guerra's photographs from Haiti at theworld.org. Guerra says one of the most moving images shows a mother's weathered hand. A fragment of an old photograph is in the middle of her palm.
She has six children and lost three of them in the earthquake. And so this tiny little piece of a photo in her hand is the only remembrance she has of her oldest son. She had nothing else, no other picture to remember this son by. It was tremendously sad for me.
But Guerra says other pictures he took convey a sense of hope and resilience among Haitians. Again, you can see Bear Guerra's photographs from Haiti at our website. That's also the place to read reporter Amy Bracken's blog postings from Port-au-Prince. It's all at theworld.org.